Are you a business owner struggling with HR issues, accounting, finance for your business when all you want to do is get out there and represent your company, do kind of the cool part of it? Well, there is an answer. Our guest today on our Ann Arbor Ypsilanti Regional Chamber of Commerce report is the CEO of Fine Point Consulting. Her name is Luella Schmidt. And Luella, welcome to the show. I love your website where you talk about why Fine Point, and you say, look, finance and accounting isn't the most glamorous part of your business, but done correctly, it will give you incredible peace of mind, can save you money, and even keep your employees happy. That's a really good point, isn't it?
Yep, it is very true. Nobody goes into business wanting to do this part except for apparently me.
Yeah. Well, you also say that Fine Point Consulting is like having your own accounting department just down the hall. So how does that work for a business owner?
Yeah, well, I mean, our goal basically was to kind of be more like an outsourced accounting department or an outsourced HR department rather than just a single standalone consultant. We kind of want to be integrated in with the team as much as we can be. And, you know, a lot of what we do, you know, with technology today, we don't really need to be present, although we do have physical locations in a few different cities. A lot of our work happens remotely. We can use Slack, we can use Zoom, and it's very easy to kind of be integrated. We like to be part of that management team, or we like to be looked at as an extension of our client's management team.
And what cities are you located in?
We are in Madison and Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Oh, tell me a little bit about yourself and how you started this.
Sure. My career was basically as a kind of controller or CFO for smallish businesses. And when I say small, I mean maybe around 50 employees or fewer. And that was pretty much my whole job, or my, you know, different roles at different companies throughout my career. And I like to joke that I'm literally a one-trick pony because I would go into these positions and everything would be a disaster. Apparently, nobody knows how to do this very well. And so I would clean everything up and put processes in place. And, you know, within 2 or 3 years, I was kind of bored. And then I would go on to the next job. So I started a business basically doing the same thing. managing that and keeping things in order is really a needed skill set. And then just a couple of years ago, we added in the human resources piece, quite frankly, because our clients kept asking if we knew people doing exactly what we do on the human resources side. And so we added that service line about 2 years ago.
HR has become very complex given the nature of today's world.
Yep, very true. The rules are always changing, but also I think expectations are higher. There's a lot more discussion about satisfaction in the workplace, and engagement and culture is really important. It's not enough just to get a paycheck.
No, that's true. And I think different generations have different expectations as well that you have to integrate into the workplace, right?
Yep, very true. Lots of interesting dynamics when the different generations come into contact with each other.
People can go online and see their website at finepointconsulting.net. Talk about that relationship you have with businesses and how you work with them one-on-one to take care of this particular aspect of their work.
Sure. Well, one of the things that I think makes us really unique is that we are really, really process-driven. When I started the company, I really wanted to focus on, you know, fast-growing startup companies. A lot of them have outside angel investment or venture capital investing that in them to help them grow really fast, but not all of them. I mean, that's probably about 40% of our client base with the, you know, the venture-backed, and then the rest are either nonprofits or more traditional small businesses. But, you know, the process for this, saying this is how we do it here, was really important to me from the beginning, A, because it keeps us really efficient. You know, we don't want to recreate the wheel all the time. But B, you know, some of these, we want our clients to succeed. And eventually we want them to outgrow us and then to insource these functions because it becomes more cost effective to do so, or because their needs change and it just makes more sense to have these resources on site. And so all of that documentation and all those processes that we create to say this is how we do it here, all that belongs to our customers. And that goes along right back to them and helps, you know, either train the new person that, you know, that is taking over our role, or, basically just helps make that really smooth. And then also just because of the nature of life, you know, sometimes we have employees leave FinePoint, and so we want to make sure that that experience is as least traumatic as possible for our customers. And so our documentation is extremely strong for that reason too, so that another member of the team can kind of step in, or even if they're just on vacation, you know, just to try to make it as easy on the customers as possible. Running a business is tough, and you want to make it as smooth as possible.
Well, I think it's interesting too that, you know, you allow this to transition very easily if they were to bring this in-house too. You're working yourself out of a client, but you're doing what's right for the businesses that you represent. We're talking with Luella Schmidt. She is CEO of FinePoint Consulting. You have a number of specialties within FinePoint. Talk about everything that you can provide.
Yeah, so I mean, one of the very first customers I ever worked with when it was me and I had no employees was a customer who had grants from the federal government, SBIR grants, they're called. Mm-hmm. And, you know, basically a lot of times what happens there is, you know, there'll be new technology, often that kind of spins out of a university setting. And, you know, someone will decide that that might be worth doing some more research around and potentially commercializing it. And so often they will get a grant to get started, to get that kind of off the ground. Well, there's a lot of complicated, you know, you have to have your accounting system set up in a certain way. You have to, know how to sort of invoice the government and get paid successfully. And then you have to do some annual reporting around indirect rates and that kind of thing. And so that became a specialty of ours really early on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been really fun because there's some, you know, talk to me like I'm a third grader about the science you're creating right now, because it's usually far away from my field of expertise.
Well, and
it's really rewarding to help that.
We talk with a lot of business owners here and nonprofit organizations, and many times you hear them say, boy, you know, I'd like to go for XYZ grant, but that's a lot of work to do that. I don't have the expertise or I don't have the staff to pull that off. And they're leaving a lot of money out there that could be helping grow their business.
Yeah, sure. That is very true. And those grants are tricky because you don't, you know, of course we don't want to necessarily staff up just in order to do the grant and then, you know, reduce all those staff if it doesn't work out. So you really have to find that balance.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of great organizations. We don't do grant writing or application help ourselves. We just manage it after it's been awarded.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of great organizations out there that can help with grant writing as well.
Right. So FinePoint can do accounting, HR, even taxes?
Even taxes.
Is the season.
Tis the season is right. I actually was so focused on being more of that management team group for our customers that I was sort of resistant to doing a lot of tax work because I thought, well, there's accounting firms out in the world for that, and we kind of wanted to differentiate ourselves. But, you know, honestly, we want our customers to be taken care of, and they said, you have to do that. And I said, okay.
You point out, you know, how you treat people is really important to FinePoint. The clients that you have, and also your own employees. What is your philosophy on how we treat each other?
Well, I mean, you know, one of the things that I think is funny, you know, in the workplace environment, it's like one of the last places where we don't necessarily give a lot of autonomy to employees. And so we did a lot of sort of reading and learning about different sort of ways you can run a business and ways you can interact with employees. And one of the things we read about is something called a ROWE, R-O-W-E, and that stands for a results-only work environment. And the idea there is basically, you know, the employer, give the employee complete autonomy to get their work done when and where it makes the most sense for them. And in exchange, they agree to, you know, deliver on certain results. And that's how you define whether someone's doing their job, not because they're 10 minutes late and not because, you know, they needed to leave early because they had a sick kid. And I didn't want to be the kind of organization where you had to ask permission to go take your dog to the vet. Mm-hmm. You know, if I leave today for 2 hours, I'll come in early tomorrow, 2 hours. Well, I mean, that just seems like a lot of headache. That's not worth it. And
right.
So by learning about that, what that forced us to do as an organization is we literally had to write for every role what we mean by results. And we have every role in our company has, you know, maybe a list of about 10 things, somewhere around 10 things that we have defined as a group. This is what it means to be successful at your job. And it talks about client relationships. It talks about, you know, I can think of an example where I put my own priorities aside to help another team member. That's a good example. is the example of one. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, every month the employees fill out that results document and then the manager reviews it with them side by side. And that's really been kind of a game changer. And it's always one of our most popular benefits.
I love that. And I love doing it every month because, you know, the annual sitting down with your boss to figure out if you've been doing a good job or not. Well, it's kind of late by then if you're only doing it once a year. And also everyone dreads that time, but you do it monthly. You know where you stand always with the company, right?
Yeah. Always. That is the goal. Yes, everybody hates those annual reviews, so we're trying to find a way to get rid of those too.
Yeah. No, I think you've got a great mission here, and I love the philosophy that you have. Fine Point Consulting, Luella Schmidt on the Lucy Ann Lantz Show today. You can go to finepointconsulting.net. Their mission to help entrepreneurs, small businesses succeed. And if you go on finepointconsulting.net, you can see some of their success stories and how they develop and implement accounting and CFO solutions to help businesses meet their goals and achieve results. Luella, wonderful talking with you today. You're a member of the Ann Arbor-Ypsilanti Regional Chamber of Commerce. Your offices are on the west side, right off of Jackson Road, right?
Correct, yep.
Here in Ann Arbor, and they're also based up in Wisconsin. Great talking with you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Lucy.
Luella Schmidt, CEO of Fine Point Consulting, on our Ann Arbor-Ypsilanti Regional Chamber of Commerce report today. For information about the chamber and its members, visit a2ychamber.org. I'm Lucy Ann Lantz, and this is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.